Aftermath, written by Mizora and read by Pulse Assault. A The Gentle Art of Fortune Hunting fic. Robin was still breathing hard when Hart reached him. He looked as spooked as Hart had ever seen him. It made Hart want to go back inside and ensure the man who had put that expression on Robin's face would never do so again, but he forced himself to remain calm. Clearly, what Robin needed right now was comfort, not violence. Not that I have even the first idea of how to offer him any. Robin, Hart said, hoping to bring Robin back to himself. At least enough to tell Hart what to do. Robin. You defended me. Robin sounded incredulous. Hart tried not to feel hurt. It did hurt, though, to think that in spite of all that there was between them, Robin had not felt sure of Hart. That Robin had expected him to stand by and do nothing. Of course, he was being very offensive. Only Marianne has ever defended me before, Robin said. And not like that. Though I'm sure that she would, given the chance. Most likely, Hart agreed. Robin's sister was a formidable young woman. In general, she kept a cool head. Cooler than her brothers, perhaps. Not that Hart considered that to be such a bad thing. Why would you do that? Robin whispered, like he still couldn't believe it. For me. Because you're beautiful. Because I love you. Because you're mine. What Hart said instead was, why wouldn't I? Unable to keep his feelings out of his voice. Robin raised his head, and Hart cursed himself for a clumsy fall, adding to Robin's hurt instead of soothing it. He had no right to speak of you in that manner, Hart said. I would have done the same for anyone, as would any decent man, I'm sure. Robin looked little comforted. Nor should he, Hart reflected. Being told that Hart would have done the same for a perfect stranger could hardly be considered comforting. The way you went at him, I half worried that you were going to challenge him, Robin said. Hart had come close. Had the situation gone any further, he knew well that he might have. That much he would not have done for a stranger. For Robin, though? Without any hesitation. If it had come to that, certainly. Don't tell me that you lack faith in my skills. Hart tried to lighten the mood, but by the bleakness of Robin's eyes, his attempts at humour were falling flat. As usual. Had their positions been reversed, Hart felt sure that Robin would have had him smiling again already. Accidents happen, Robin said. If you had been killed, or even injured. Let's not get all hung up on hypotheticals, Hart said, more sharply than he had intended. In fact, why waste any more breath or time on the incident at all? Shall we go home? Perhaps there he would be able to chase that awful look off of Robin's face, with something more demonstrative than words. Robin glanced at the doorway Hart had so recently exited. Or we can go back inside and see if anyone else wants to have a go at making me lose my temper, Hart said. The choice is yours. Would you think me a coward if I told you that I prefer to go home? Never, Hart said, hoping his conviction sounded clearly in his voice. And if anyone else were to call you one, I would not stand for it. Robin made a sound that wasn't quite a laugh. What have I ever done to deserve you? I haven't the least idea, but whatever it was, I thank God that you did, Hart said, offering Robin his arm. Come on, let's go home. The end.